Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm changing the phrasing of my question to put you more on the spot. Because I said, tell us how you won the genetic lottery, but that leaves it to only the very pretty and pristine. I want you. Okay. I want to know what your best genetic strike was. What's the one thing about you that you think you have that may be superior to other people?
Okay.
That's good. Boy, Outwings is like, I've got to narrow the list.
Oh, it's not easy.
So you have to have one thing that is your genetic lightning strike.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Wait, lightning strike is good?
In this case, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yes. Like some of the examples are this, as someone said, they're not allergic to mosquitoes, so when they get bit, they're unaffected. That would be an example.
Great.
That would be really, really good.
Yeah.
This one, this person said, no one in our family has ever gone bald.
Oh, that's
no
nice.
No offense. But I'll be right there with you. So, yeah. All right. Hot Wings, what's yours?
My hair.
Yeah.
I'm 51 and have very little gray. And it's thick and
it's
wavy.
It's thick.
And yeah. My dad's is the same way, and my grandpa's was the same way.
And your dad didn't get gray, even though he has darker hair than you, which would show off the gray more. He really didn't start showing a lot of gray until the last, 5 or 6 years?
Yeah, probably, yeah. Well, into his 70s.
Gluing lanterns to his head.
Yeah.
That's pretty late in life for most of us.
Yeah, I have those problems to look forward to, gluing stuff to myself, if that genetic lineage continues.
Haven't you done that? Similar?
I've come close.
Yeah.
I've come close, but I've learned. I'm always prepared.
Maitland, what's yours?
I don't know.
This is very hard.
It is.
Because
in
a way, it's braggadocio.
And I feel like I got all the worst qualities from both sides of my family.
I'm sure your mom and dad will love to hear more about this.
Well, like my mom's side, like we're all pale. All have mental illness. And then my dad's side... Like,
did you get the best mental illnesses?
The coolest ones.
And then my dad's side, like, we all should be playing baseball in Oakland because we're all A's in the boobs. Like, there's none there. So I guess I'll say my green eyes because they're rare. I don't know.
Well, you really sold it.
There were some people just tell her, like, I didn't know Maitland was into baseball. Her family plays. Oh.
Girl, I'm on that team.
We are such a flat family.
Kelly'd be on that team, but she'd fail the drug test from Major League Baseball.
For sure.
And the Players Association.
What sucks, Maitland, is like my mom's family, they all have like the best breasts, and I didn't get that.
Yes, my mom's side.
I inherited my breasts from my dad.
I'll have great
I was going to say that when your parents were here.
We all thought that. Nice boobs.
Thank you so much, Hot Wings. Yeah.
Does your dad have A's, Maitland?
Yeah.
You said his whole side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all us ladies, too. But we are also all blonde, so we...
That's kind of nice.
...really stick out.
Yeah. All right. You do have great green eyes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now say something insulting.
It is my natural urge.
That's how much I look like Jack Nicholson.
To balance it. Do you want to know what popped into my head that I chose not to say?
Oh, no.
No, I'm not going to.
No, say it,
because you made me feel bad already.
No, please say it.
Because it's just the way the rhythm works on the show. I do like your eyes. It distracts from your flat shirt. That's what I was going to say, and then I thought, unnecessary. She already got that one.
Yeah. Get you to it.
Don't judge me, Tommy. We're coming for you. Kelly, what's yours?
I think my legs. I got some pins for my mom and my dad.
One's hairy, one's not?
Yeah.
Your dad does have nice legs.
My dad's got real nice legs. He was a runner. My mom was a ballerina for years and years and years. And,
And you, boy, that's a lot of athleticism and grace. And you broke your toes walking to a block party sober.
Yes, I did.
Two block shutdown party.
Yes.
Yeah, I broke my ankle stepping off of a curb. I didn't say that I was coordinated. I just said I got great legs.
Yeah. Nice legs, bad equilibrium.
Yeah, I'm not balanced.
Your center
at
of
all.
Gravity is way too high.
Yeah, it's because my breasts are so small.
That's right.
We blame those.
God didn't want you to be top heavy.
But
Steve,
I definitely think that.
Like Hot Wings, I would say.
Your perfectly normal size hands. Oh, hair.
Yeah. Nobody in my family's bald.
You have a thick shrub of hair.
Yeah, it's very thick hair. It's been everyone who's ever cut my hair. Oh, you have really thick hair. Yeah, I know. I know. I get it.
This one, my whole family is addicted to something, so I guess I hit the genetic lottery by not yet falling prey to it. Try to keep that up.
Nice job. How old are you, though? Still plenty of time.
Yeah, you got time. There's always time.
What about you, Freebeer?
I guess I have just, it's probably ability to remember things and spew them out fairly quickly. That's been helpful for
long,
this chosen
long
path.
Line of stat geeks.
I don't think so. No one else is interested in my stuff in my
but
family.
Just, but strange. Yeah. Like you know, dates really, really well.
Yeah. Dates, numbers, statistical coincidences, stuff like that, that no one else cares about. I'm like, hey, did you know that on this day, whatever, 40 years ago.
Like 40,
okay. Here's one that
do you
I
have
read.
Phone numbers memorized?
I still
like
have.
What's Peter's phone number?
Well, it's blocked is how it comes up on my phone. If he's calling from home, the office is 600-914-600-5159. He said sure, which means it's not, but he wanted a yes and in the least graceful way possible. But no, I don't think that's right. Peter's the guy that runs Compass, and one time he said, I'm going to call you back when I get in the house. And then it said, call blocked. And I'm like, we've known each other for a decade, and you think I'm going to prank call your home and bother your family? I respect that.
It's the default
I don't blame
setting.
You. Yeah. You know, we're radio people. We can't be trusted.
No.
Okay, here's a fact that I remember that I read yesterday. 40 years ago today, Bob Knight, the Indiana basketball coach, after having just coached the Olympics, or preparing to coach the Olympics, I guess, called the Portland Trailblazers general manager and said, I know Hakeem Olajuwon, then Akeem Olajuwon, is going to be drafted first by the Houston Rockets. You, with the second pick, absolutely need to take Michael Jordan. And he said, no, we're not going to do that. We need a center. And Bobby Knight said, then draft Michael Jordan and play him at center. They instead drafted Sam Bowie. And obviously, you know that Sam Bowie went on to be a global brand for Nike. Mm. And Michael Jordan got injured and left.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there, I remember that pointless story. Tommy, what is your genetic lightning strike?
Yeah, I think I have a great beard. All natural. Don't need to shape it or anything. It just kind of grows in.
Like you could just let it grow and it stays the shape it is because that's what you're implying?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You actually do have like full coverage, the kind that I always thought that's what I should have.
Yeah. You don't trim it at all?
Not
you
really.
Have to clean up your edges or anything?
Mm-mm.
Dang, it is good. You got nice, clean lines.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Usually it grows in patchy like free beers.
Yeah.
She's not wrong.
That was actually really nice for me to walk in on my first day and then compare mine to yours. And just remember I had that going for me. Over
that was assertive.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
As for...
do you think I should shave it? Well, no, because every time I shave it, everybody's like, it's even worse.
No.
In my family.
Keep it.
Thanks. That was a real confidence builder just now.
Yeah.
Keep it. Yeah.
This text, I have perfect teeth. I've never had to have them straightened and never had a cavity. Never. Someone wrote in earlier and said, my teeth are so perfect when I go to a new dentist, it weirds them out. White and straight. And they were 41 years old. That's very.
Man, it's rare.
That's pretty great. This person, I have 20/10 vision. That's pretty good.
I have really good vision, too.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't know who I get that from, because my mom and my dad are both blind as hell. Like, they both have to wear glasses.
Did at your age?
I'm not sure when their eyesight started to fail them.
So you could, like the addicts, be in trouble?
Maybe in the future, but right now, it's pretty wonderful.
So twice.
And my hearing.
Out of habit, without even thinking, I gave up my chair to our friends in the studio. Mm-hmm. Have you seen what's happened?
Oh, both
twice during this commercial, I've reached back to pull the chair up so I could jump up and sit.
Yes.
Oh, please. Please let this
please
happen.
Sit down on the floor.
So just go.
Our guests have pushed like four chairs behind me because they think I'm.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
Somebody stand behind me needs like a trust fall partner or something.
That's what you inherited that's bad, the fidgeting. You fidget. Who else fidgets in your family?
Oh, Freebeer's big.
Yeah.
I don't think either of my parents do.
Neither of your parents and neither of your none of your siblings are fidgeters? You fidget.
My sister Denise is an adult. She has ADHD.
Okay.
So she would definitely say, I'm a fidgeter, fidget toys kind of stuff. Yeah. So
does she also flip her pen when she's trying to make a point? Like,
yeah. Especially when she thinks she's got
I don't think that she's an a-hole. So she doesn't do that. Just the me.
Because most of the time you go to reach for your chair and you don't even sit in it. You just kind of pull it out of a natural habit towards you.
That's exactly what was going on.
And then you just kind of go back to whatever you were doing before you were fidgeting.
Yeah. Hard to believe I get through the day sometimes.
Yeah.
When studied under more close proximity.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.